Hi everyone, it's Tori. The Larry Wells Journals is officially back and posting new episodes after an extended hiatus due to the COVID-19 crisis. I just want to say a quick thank you to all of our actors and members of our production team for being so patient during this unprecedented time. As for our listeners, we are also so incredibly grateful for you all being so patient as well. There have been a few false starts, and I'm not going to promise a posting schedule yet, but we will get these episodes out to you as soon as we're capable. This podcast is, and always has been, a passion project for James and I want to assure you that it hasn't been abandoned. We're excited to get new episodes to you, and as always, we can't wait to hear what you think. Now, on to the episode.
Recording patient interview, November 23rd, 2009. This is Dr. Sarah Benson. Patient's name is Claire Wells, age 51. How are you, Claire?
Well, I fucked up.
Okay.
No, I mean, I really, really fucked up.
What happened?
So, a few nights ago, I was at a fundraiser that my sister was hosting. Because I didn't even want to go to the stupid thing.
Why'd you go then?
Well, my brother was going to go, but then they had a fight the night before, and he told her what she could go do to herself, and so she called me and asked if I could go, and if I had said no, then I would have been taking sides, because that's just how her mind works. So I went, and she was already drunk when I got there, and I had a few drinks here and there throughout the night.
Okay.
When it was all over, I asked her how she was planning on getting home, because there wasn't a chance in hell I was going to let her drive. She told me that she was going to call one of her kids to come and get her, and I didn't want them to have to deal with it. It was late, so I offered, and... Oh, God.
It's okay. Take your time, Claire.
We were about 15 minutes from her house when I saw the police lights. Look, I swear, honest to God, I swear I didn't think that I'd had that much to drink. I really didn't, but...
They arrested you.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, God, Claire.
Oh, that wasn't even the best part of my night. You should have seen the 4-star resort. They put me in a fucking holding cell with chunkies and hookers. I spent the whole night trying not to cry or piss myself because there was no way I was going to use the toilet in front of them. And I'm pretty sure that if I had cried, they would have kicked the shit out of me. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, Claire.
Yeah, well, my sister posted my bail, and she thought it was the least that she could do. Jesus. Oh, but do you want to know what the best part? Just the icing on my cake. My license was revoked.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can't drive, how did you get here?
My mother drove me, the irony of which is not lost on me.
I'm sure. What did she say about your DUI?
Are you fucking out of your mind? No way, I told her.
Well, what does she think happened?
I lied, and I said that I was in an accident, that the car's being fixed. My sister has it now.
Gotcha. Claire?
Yeah?
Have you given any thought about what we spoke about at your last session?
Don't.
Claire!
Don't, okay? Just fucking don't!
Claire, at our last session, your son confronted you about your drinking, and now you're back here with a DUI, so...
I'm not a drunk, goddammit!
Claire, your blatant refusal to take any responsibility really worries...
Oh, fuck you!
Okay, Claire...
No, seriously? Fail to take responsibility? You can go fuck yourself! I have been responsible for myself and others since I was 8. My entire life has been nothing but cleaning up other people's messes and fixing everyone else's screw-ups. So just don't fucking sit there all smug and high and mighty and tell me that I fail at taking responsibility. Taking responsibility is all I do.
Okay, I need you to calm down.
Don't fucking tell me to calm down!
And I really need you to stop speaking to me like that.
Then stop attacking me!
Claire, I'm not attacking you. At your last session, your son voiced his concerns about your drinking, and now you have a DUI.
It was just shitty luck.
Really? Claire, when Larry confronted you, the first thing you did was blame Robert.
Because Robert...
And now you're blaming your DUI on what? A run of bad luck? Come on, Claire. It can't always be someone or something else's fault.
That's not fair.
How is that not fair? Claire, you were arrested for drunk driving and your license was revoked. That's not bad luck. I really think it might be beneficial for you to possibly look into-
I swear to God, if you were about to suggest AA again, I'm going to take that paperweight and throw it at your goddamn head.
You know what? We're done for the day.
I'm sorry, what?
Claire, I'm not going to talk to you while you're like this, so I'm going to need you to leave.
Wow, it must be awfully lonely up there on your pedestal.
Claire!
No, I am probably at my most vulnerable and that I have been in a long time, and you're throwing me out?
Claire, I don't feel comfortable speaking to you while-
Oh, but you're comfortable taking my money!
Claire!
No, really, let me just grab my wallet.
What are you doing?
Here, take it! Not enough for you! Let me get more!
Would you please stop throwing your money at me?
Why? Still not enough? Tell you what, why don't you just dump out my whole fucking purse? That way you can-
Okay, enough!
No, just let me-
Get out! Get the hell out of my office! There will be no charge! Just get out!
Fine, I'm leaving.
And Claire? Assuming we have another appointment, you might want to come to the next one sober.
Excuse me?
Claire, I can smell it on you, and it's not the first time I have. Still think you don't have a problem?
Go to hell.
Jesus. Beautiful, Sarah. Just fucking beautiful.
Hello?
Hi, Byron. How are you?
Hey, Sarah. I'm okay. How about yourself?
Well, I've been better.
Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, I just threw a patient out of my office.
Jesus, is everything okay?
I don't know. I lost my cool with her, so that didn't exactly help matters.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Is there any chance you could maybe pen me in sometime this or... No, never mind. It's Thanksgiving this week. You probably have plans. Do you have anything next week?
Sure. How about Tuesday at 5?
Tuesday at 5 sounds great.
Good. I'll see you then. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I'll be fine. She was my last one for the day. I just... Jesus, I need to get to a meeting.
Okay, you do that. I'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Byron. Happy fucking Thanksgiving.
Audio journal entry number 9. This is Larry Wells. It is November 26, 2009 at 5:13 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, happy Thanksgiving. I'm sorry it's been a while. Things have just been crazy with school and theater and just everything. Mom has not left the kitchen since 11 a.m. this morning, and I'm just kind of letting her be for now. Come to think of it, Mom hasn't... I don't know, Mom's been weird lately. I mean... Oh, that's one thing. Apparently she and Jane, my aunt, they were in an accident, a car crash, but they're fine. They're both fine, thank God, but I don't know, just since then, Mom's just been kind of... She's been kind of off, which I completely get. I mean, I don't know. Every fucking time. Hello?
Hey, you?
Sadie, hey! Happy Thanksgiving! What's going on?
Well, I have some news.
Oh?
It's about Colin, actually.
Yeah, what's going on?
So, last night, my parents were out, and Colin came over.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Well, we were making out in my room, And things were getting pretty... Oh, fuck it. I had sex.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty positive that's what I was doing. Anyway, it was intense.
I'm sure it was. Why are you telling me this?
You're one of my best friends, and I haven't told anyone yet. I wanted you to be the first to know.
Thanks.
Oh my god, it was good.
Great, I'm glad.
Oh god, me too. You hear so many horror stories about first times, but this was good. It was really, really good.
That's fine. Hey, my mom needs my help in the kitchen. I have to go.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
Hello?
Fiona?
Hey, kid, what's up?
Sadie and Colin, she had sex with them.
Oh?
The Larry Wells Journals is written by James Cookson and produced by James and Tori Cookson. In this episode, you heard James Cookson as Larry, McKenna Ballard as Dr. Benson, McKenna Heiler as Claire, Sean Millicher as Dr. Todd, Harper McGee as Sadie, and Tori Cookson as Fiona. Closing credits is possible by Ross Bugden. Find out more at instagram.com/RossBugden. Comments, questions, or just want to say hi? Email us at LarryWellsPodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our show, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Larry Wells Podcast. Lastly, if you like our show, please be sure to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps our show get found by new listeners, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening, and be careful what you say. You never know who's recording.